Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Challah. Today we're learning parak Dalet Mishnah Tes and parak Dalet Mishnah Yod. We learned previously and we discussed previously the halacha that if Challah is separated outside of Eretz Yisrael, the portion that is given to a Kohen, again, half, part of it's burnt and part of it is given to a Kohen, and that section that's given to a Kohen can even be given to a Kohen who is not careful to only eat Chulin when it stays Tahor, who even allows it to become Tameh, that is okay. So now we're going to learn other various matnos kahunim, various gifts that are given to the Kohanim, that may also be given to any Kohen, not only those Kohanim, who are careful to keep their gifts pure. Says the Mishnah, Ve'elu nitanin lakol Kohen. These two may also be given to any Kohen, even those Kohanim, who don't keep their food, who don't keep their gifts, Tahor. Says the Mishnah HaCharamim, when it comes to Charamim vows, if someone declares that this property is Charam, so it's divided amongst the Kohanim. The Kohanim get this area. The property becomes and remains holy for as long as it is in the owner's possession. However, as soon as it is given to the Kohanim, it becomes Chulim. So that's in terms of the Charamim. V'ha Bechoros, the firstborn animals that are also given to a Kohen, a male calf, sheep, or a goat that is the firstborn of its mother is also given to a Kohen. If it doesn't have a mum, meaning it doesn't have some sort of a blemish on it, then he brings it as a karban in the Beis HaMikdash. Its meat can be eaten only by a Kohen or the members of his home, of his household, when they are tahor, when they are pure. But we assume that even a Kohen who is not careful about protecting Truma will make sure that he is tahor, will make sure that he is pure before entering the Beis HaMikdash. And since an unblemished Bechor, a Bechor without a mum, is offered in the Beis HaMikdash, it may be given to any Kohen. And certainly if the Bechor has a mum, and it may therefore not be brought as a Karban, it must still be given to a Kohen. But again, it can be given to any Kohen. Continuing in the Mishnah, Upidyon HaBen, the redemption money for the firstborn son, halacha is that a boy who is his mother's firstborn son must be redeemed. You give 5 shkalim to a Kohen. Again, that Kohen does not have to be someone who's careful about Tumah Vitara. Continuing in the Mishnah, Pidyon Peter Chamor, the redemption sheep of the firstborn donkey. The halacha is that a male firstborn of a Jewish-owned donkey must be redeemed with a sheep or a goat that is also given to a Kohen. And again, it can be any Kohen. V'hazroa, v'halechayayim, v'hakeva, the foreleg, the jaws, and the stomach of a kosher animal, that when someone slaughters a kosher animal that is chulin, he has to give it, these 3 parts, to a Kohen. But again, it can be any Kohen. Vereishis hagaz, continues the Mishnah, the first of the fleece, meaning to someone who shears his sheep must give part of the fleece to a Kohen, but again, it can be any Kohen. Now, these last 4 things that we mentioned, the pidyon haben for the bechor, the redemption sheep of the firstborn donkey, and these different parts of the animal that are given, that are given to a Kohen when an animal is being slaughtered, and so on and so forth, the first of the fleece, there's no Kedusha, they're not holy at all. They may therefore be given to a Kohen, any Kohen, who is not even careful to eat Chulin when it is Tohar, when it is pure. Continuing the Mishnah, Vishemen Serefa, oil of Truma that became Tameh. If oil of Truma becomes Tameh, it has to be burnt. Again, that can be given to any Kohen. Vikodshe HaMikdash, the Kohen's portion of various karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, that many of the karbanos that are offered are given to a Kohen. But we assume that even someone who may eat things bituma, may eat various foods in a state of impurity, he's still not going to go into the Beis HaMikdash without first becoming tahor, before first becoming pure. So we assume that even those Kohanim who aren't as careful will certainly only enter the Beis HaMikdash when they are tahor, when they are pure, so they can also be given any parts of the karbanos that are given to the Kohanim. And the last thing in the Mishnah, at least here listed, is v'habikurim, and the Bikurim, which are the first fruits that are brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Again, the Bikurim are the first ripened fruits of the Shivas Haminim, the 7 species that are from Eretz Yisroel, and they are brought to the Beis HaMikdash as described in Sefer Devarim. And those two, at least according to this first opinion, the Bikurim can be given to any one of the Kohanim. However, Rabbi Yehuda Oser Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, says the Mishnah, and he says no, that the Bikurim can only be given to a Kohen who's careful about the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. And as the Bartanura points out, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the Chachamim. Namely, the Bikurim also is on this list of items that can be given to any Kohen, even those not careful with the laws of impurity, the laws of Tumah, and Tahara. Continuing in the Mishnah, another case that is also the subject of a machlokas, karshine truma, regarding vetch, which is like this type of a vegetable that is truma, which is typically used, we've discussed it previously in Maseches Trumos, it was typically used to feed animals. And the question is that truma given to a regular Kohen who is careful about Tumah V'Tahara, or a Kohen who's more of an Am Haaretz, who's less careful about Tumah V'Tahara? Says Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Matir. Rabbi Akiva permits giving this type of truma to any Kohen, even someone who's not careful, to eat chulin when it is tahor. And the reason for his opinion is because according to him, it's animal food, and animal food does not have to be safeguarded against Tumah, and therefore it can be given to anyone. V'chachamim osrim, but the Chachamim disagree, and they say, no, that since people eat this type of herb during a famine, it's considered to be human food, and therefore it must be kept away from Tumah. You must only give it to a Kohen who's careful about the laws of Tumah and the laws of Tahara. Continuing now with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud. We discussed in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Ches, the halachas of separating challah both in and out of Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to discuss how challah from outside of Eretz Yisrael is treated if it is brought into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Nita ish tekoa hevi chalos mi besar. Nita, who lived in a Tekoa, which is a town in Eretz Yisrael, he brought challah to Eretz Yisrael from Beisar, not Beitar, which is a part of Eretz Yisrael, but Beisar, which is a town outside of Eretz Yisrael that he had been visiting, and he brings the challah into Tekoa, into Eretz Yisrael, in order to distribute it and give it out to the Kohanim there. But says the Mishnah, Lo Kiblu Mimenu, but they did not accept these challah portions from him, because after all, challah separated outside of Eretz Yisrael is Tomei, there's Tumas Eretz Amim, there's a level of Tumah Animid Rabbanim, level of anything in Chutz La'aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Kohanim of Tekoa did not accept these chalos, these portions from Nitai. And therefore, what do they have to have him do? They had him save the challah and burn it with their chametz before that upcoming Pesach. Continuing in the Mishnah, Eat Anshei Alexandria Heviu Chalosein Me Alexandria. And a similar type of a story with the people who lived in Alexandria brought their challah portions to Eretz Yisrael from Alexandria, again, the city of Alexandria, which is in Egypt. V'lo kiblu mehem, and they also did not accept the challah from them either. We see clearly that you can't bring challah from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. You can't give it to a Kohen because the Kohanim don't want to become Tamei through this rabbinic type of Tumah from things that come from the outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now that we gave, as the Mishnah continues, and we discussed two stories where the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael rejected challah from outside of Eretz Yisrael, now and the next Mishnah, as we finish Maseches Challah, is going to discuss other manos kahuna, other gifts that were refused for a variety of reasons. We're going to begin with Bikurim. Says the Mishnah, Anshei Har Tzevoim Heviu Bikureihem Kodem Atzeres, the people who lived in Mount Tzevoim, they once brought their Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash before Shavuos. V'lo Kiblu Mehem, and they did not accept, the Kohanim there in the Beis HaMikdash did not accept the Bikurim from them. Mipnei HaKosov Sheba Torah, because the Torah says explicitly in Sefer Shemos, V'chag HaKatzir Bikurim Ma'asecha Asher Tizra Basada, and the festival of harvest, which refers to Shavuos, the first fruits of your labor, meaning to say that the offering of the Shtei Halachim, the Shtei Halachim, which are brought on Shavuos, are clearly connected to Chag HaKatzir, clearly Chag HaShavuos, and it also says Bikurim Ma'asecha. Bikurim Ma'asecha are the Bikurim, so because it refers to both the two loaves, the Shtei Halachim, which were brought on Shavuos, and the Bikurim that were brought as well, so the halacha is that they must bring the Bikurim only once the Shtei Halachim are brought on Shavuos. So you can't bring the Bikurim before the Shavuos comes, before the Shtei Halachim are brought on Shavuos, and therefore they wouldn't accept the Bikurim before Shavuos had arrived. Quick review First, Perek Dalid Mishnah Test. Discuss the whole list of things that can be given to any Kohen, even those Kohenim who are not careful. But the laws of Tumah Vetara, Charam, Bechoros, Pidyon HaBen, Pidyon Peder Chamor, the Zroa, the Lechayayim, the Akiva, and so on and so forth. The first of the fleece, Shemen, that was Truma, the various parts of the Karban that were given to Kohanim, and Bikurim was the subject of Machlokas, but various things that could be given to any Kohanim, even those who are not careful, but the laws of Tuma, Vitarag, and Rabbi Yehudi disagreed and said that when it comes to Bikurim, you can only give those to the Kohanim that are careful about Tuma Vitara. Then there was a Machlokas about this Vetch Truma, can that be given to any Kohen, like Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion, or the Chacham said, no, it has to only be given to those Kohanim who are careful when it comes to laws of Tumah Vetara, and we're going to be Paskin like the Chacham, namely, because it's Truma that was given to, it's Truma, and it can technically be eaten during a famine time as well. It could be eaten, it could be human food, therefore you can only give it to them to Kohanim who are careful about the laws of Tumah Vetara. And then Perak Dalet Mishnah Yod discussed the two stories where people brought the challah portions from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. And the halacha is that we're not going to accept it because the Kohanim don't want to become Tameh from the Tumas Eretz Am, the impurity from the outside of Eretz Yisrael areas. And therefore we say that you shouldn't be bringing those challahs to us because the Kohanim are not going to accept them. And then we concluded with a story where the people of Alexandria, where the people of Har Tzivoim brought their Bikurim before Shavuos, and they said, no, the Kohanim didn't accept those Bikurim, because at the end of the day, the Torah connects Shavuos and the Shtei Halechem to the Bikurim, and we say that you can't bring the Bikurim before the Shtei Halechem are brought on Shavuos. Have a great day.